Your Eminence, welcome back to the Oval Office. It's the second opportunity I've had to meet with one of the distinguished leaders of a free Iraq. Now, this is a man whose family suffered unbelievable violence at the hands of the dictator, Saddam Hussein. He lost nearly 60 family members. And yet, rather than being bitter, he's involved with helping the new government succeed. We talked about a lot of important issues. I appreciate so very much His Eminence's commitment to a unity government. I assured him the United States supports his work and the work of the Prime Minister to unify the country. Part of unifying Iraq is for the elected leaders and society leaders to reject the extremists that are trying to stop the advance of this young democracy. I appreciate very much His Eminence's strong position against the murder of innocent life. We talked about the need to give the government of Iraq more capability as quickly as possible so that the elected government of Iraq can do that which the Iraqi people want, which is to secure their country from the extremists and murderers. I told His Eminence that I was proud of the courage of the Iraqi people. I told him that we're not satisfied with the pace of progress in Iraq and that we want to continue to work with the sovereign government of Iraq to accomplish our mutual objectives, which is a free country that can govern itself, sustain itself, and defend itself, a free country which will serve as an ally in the war against the extremists and radicals and terrorists. So, Your Eminence, welcome back. Thank you for the very constructive conversation we had.
In the name of God, the merciful, the passionate. صلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل بيته الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين.
And blessing upon Prophet Muhammad and his purified family and his loyal companions.
لقائي بالسيد الرئيس بوش يأتي انطلاقا من حرصنا على التشاور المستمر فيما بيننا.
My meeting with President Bush today emerges from our shared commitment towards continuous dialogue and consultation among us.
وانطلاقا من قناعتنا بأن الشأن العراقي بات مصلحة مشتركة.
And also on the basis of our conviction that the Iraqi issue is a mutual interest.
الأمر الذي يستلزم توافقا ثنائيا على ما يخدم مصالح الجانبين سياسيا وأمنيا واقتصاديا.
It's an issue that requires coordination between the two sides in a way that conserves both of us politically and from a security point of view and economic point of view as well.
وعلى هذا الأساس تركز حديثنا اليوم على سبل دفع الوضع العراقي إلى الأمام ودعم الحكومة العراقية المنتخبة.
Therefore, our conversation today focused on ways to advance the work of the Iraqi government, the elected government, as well as to advance the whole situation in Iraq and move it forward.
وتأمين مستلزمات تقدم القوات العراقية من تدريب وتسليح واستلامها للملف الأمني.
Also, we have discussed ways in order to provide all the necessities that the Iraqi armed forces will need in terms of armament, in terms of trainings, in order to be in a position to assume the security file.
إن الوضع العراقي يتعرض إلى كثير من التشويه والتعتيم بحيث تبدو الصورة المطروحة في الكثير من وسائل الإعلام بعيدة عن الواقع.
The Iraqi situation is being subjected to a great deal of defamation, and the true picture is not being presented in order to show a dark side of what's happening in Iraq.
ومن ذلك تشويه عملية إرساء الديمقراطية وبناء الدولة الدستورية القوية الموحدة من خلال إثارة الفتنة الطائفية وإضعاف دولة القانون.
We see the attempts to defame and distort the situation in Iraq, not taking into consideration the democratic steps that that country has taken, writing the constitution and establishing a state that depends heavily on the constitution, that it is unified and that it is strong. There are attempts to show the sectarian strive in an attempt to weaken the position in Iraq.
وحيث أن المصالح الأمريكية والعراقية والإقليمية باتت مترابطة فإن أي تعاطٍ مع الموضوع العراقي لا يأخذ مكتسبات العملية الديمقراطية في العراق ومصالح العراقيين سيؤدي إلى نتائج عكسية تعود بالضرر على الجانبين العراقي والأمريكي وباقي الأطراف الإقليمية.
The U.S. interest, the Iraqi interest, the regional interest, they are all linked. Therefore, it is very important when we deal with this issue, we look at the interests of the Iraqi people. If we don't, this whole issue could backfire and could harm the interest of the region, the United States, and Iraq as well.
كما نعتقد أن الموضوع العراقي يجب أن يحل عراقياً وبمساعدة من الأصدقاء والأشقاء إذا فإننا نرفض أي مسعى إقليمي ودولي يتجاوز نتائج العملية السياسية.
Therefore, we believe that the Iraqi issue should be solved by the Iraqis with the help of friends everywhere. But we reject any attempts to have a regional or international role in solving the Iraqi issue. We cannot bypass the political process. Iraq should be in a position to solve Iraqi problems.
ونرحب بأي مسعى يساهم في تعزيز الواقع الديمقراطي ويدعم الحكومة الدستورية.
We welcome any efforts that could enhance the democratic reality in Iraq and protect the constitutional role of that state.
لقد قطعنا شوطا بعيدا باتجاه إقامة النظام الديمقراطي التعددي.
We have gone a long way to establish a democratic and pluralistic society in Iraq.
وقدمنا التضحيات الكبيرة في هذا الطريق.
We have given a great deal of sacrifice toward achieving that objective.
ونحن متفقون على عدم السماح بمصادرة كل التضحيات التي بذلت من قبل الشعب العراقي والشعوب الصديقة التي وقفت مع الشعب العراقي وفي مقدمتها الشعب الأمريكي.
We cherish all the sacrifices that took place for the liberation and the freedom of Iraq. Sacrifices by the Iraqi people as well as friendly nations. And on top of that list, sacrifices by the Americans.
إن لدينا اليوم حكومة منتخبة وهي مصممة على مواجهة الإرهاب والعنف من خلال تماسك الوحدة الوطنية وتتعامل مع مصادر الإرهاب الحقيقية بجد ودون تمييز بين فريق وآخر.
We have now an elected government in Iraq, a government that is so determined to combat both violence and terror, a government that it is strongly believe in the unity of that government and of that country and the society. A government that deal and will deal with all the sources of terrorism, regardless where they come from.
ونسعى إلى إيجاد تعاون دولي وإقليمي لمواجهة الإرهاب الذي اتخذ من العراق قاعدة لتخريب العراق والمنطقة.
We will work very hard and seek all forms of cooperation at the international level and the regional level in order to defeat terrorism that it is trying to use Iraq as a base in order to sabotage the future of that nation.
شكرا سيادة الرئيس على إتاحة هذه الفرصة. شكرا للشعب الأمريكي على تعاطفه مع محنة الشعب العراقي ومساعدته في التخلص من الدكتاتورية وإقامة الديمقراطية في العراق.
Thank you very much, Mr. President, for allowing me this opportunity to meet with you. I would like to take this opportunity also to thank the American people and their sympathy toward Iraq, those who helped Iraq to get rid of a brutal dictatorship and to enjoy freedom and liberty.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all.